Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek Bet, the second Perek. Sefer Yeshayahu, as we have said, is going to be a book which is an attempt to move the people to do Teshuvah. And even though in its time perhaps it was a failed attempt, it was written down for us for future generations because it is a sefer which is meant to inspire us to do Teshuvah and to change our ways too. Last Perek, we spoke about how Yeshayahu reprimanded the people for compartmentalizing their Judaism and not allowing it to spread out into every part of their lives. Here, Yeshayahu takes a different angle to try get the people to do Teshuvah. He starts off with a vision of what a Jew could be and what Yerushalayim could be. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Hadavar asher chaza Yeshayahu ben Amoz al Yehuda v'al Yerushalayim. He's prophesizing to the people of Yehuda in Yerushalayim. The first five psukim of this perek talk about the future, the time of Mashiach, and Yerushalayim at a time of Mashiach. And even though there are prophecies about Achris Hayamim, the end of days, throughout Sefer Yeshayahu, this one, we're told, is not for future generations. This one is for the people of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, the people in those days, to remind them that v'haya pasuk bet b'acharit hayamim, at the end of days, nachon yihye beit Hashem b'rosh haharim. This mountain, the city of Yerushalayim, will be the top, the most choicest of all mountains. V'nisa migvaot, higher than all the other hilltops. V'naharu alav kol goyim, and everyone's going to rush towards this mountain. V'halchu amim rabim, all the nations will come and they'll say, L'chu v'na'ale el har Hashem, let's go to this mountain of Hashem, al beis Elokei Yaakov, to the beis HaMikdash. V'yorenu midrachav, let it teach us its ways, let's learn about morality, God, correctness from the Jewish people. V'nelcha b'or chotav, and we will go in its path, the path of the Jew. Ki mitzion Teitzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, words we're familiar with from all over our Jewish practice, because Torah comes from Tzion and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. And we're going to circle back to that sentence in a couple of psukim from now. But the next pasuk famously is on the wall out in the building outside of the UN building. And many people have heard this pasuk before, as it tells us, V'shafat bein hagoyim, he, perhaps he being Moshiach, will judge amongst the nations, V'hochiach la'amim rabim, and settle disputes of many nations or many people, V'chitetu charvosam le'itim, and they will beat their swords and make them into plowshares, V'chanitotehem le'mazmerot, and their spears they'll make into pruning hooks. Lo yisa goy el goy cherev, no nation will lift a sword against another nation. V'lo yilmedu od milchama, and we will no longer live in a world where we're learning warfare. This hope, this vision, comes from what? If Torah comes from Tzion and from Yerushalayim, then the world can reach a state of purity, of hope. And every time I read these psukim, I always have this jarring comparison of this is a description of peace, of hope, of tranquility coming out from Yerushalayim and people putting down their swords. And we know there is a heartbreaking and very poignant story of the Jews in the Vilna ghetto, where they took the lead plating of the Vilna Shas. Shas was printed in Vilna by a family of Mishpachat Ram, actually by a woman, Almanat Ram. And she had these, they had these big lead plates. And what they did in the Vilna ghetto was they took those lead plates from the Ram printing press and they used them to make bullets to fight against the Nazis. And there's such a poignant comparison of peace coming from Torah. Mitzion Tetzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, bringing the world to peace. And here we have the Torah being used as self-defense, as a means for the Jewish people to stay alive. And we know that Vilna at the time was called the Jerusalem of Lithuania. And it's almost as if there's two different Torahs. There's the Torah of Galut, which preserves us and keeps us alive and keeps us able to defend our enemies. And at the same time, we have to realize that the Torah of Galut can only take us so far. What we're yearning for is the Torah of Geula. The Torah of Geula is something which inevitably will bring peace. Lo yisa goya go cherev, lo yilmedu od milchama. That peace is what we're hoping for. But we have to realize, as we know, the Gemara reminds us that Hashem says he cannot build the Yerushalayim Shel Mata until we manage to rebuild the Yerushalayim Shel Mala. What we need to do is we need to figure out how to get the world into a state in which Yerushalayim is rebuilt. And that's the next Pasuk, Pasuk Hey, which says, Beis Yaakov, listen, Yisrael, Lechu v'nelcha ba'or Hashem, let us go in the light of Hashem. And here the Malbim points out that this is a call to the people to say, one day in the future, all of the nations will come and be aware of Hashem. But you, Am Yisrael, you have the Or Hashem, the light of Hashem shining over you in the here and now, right now in the year 2026, and whenever it is we are in Jewish history, the light of Hashem is right there. All you need to do is lechu v'nelcha, go in that light. Because when we manage to do that, then we can bring the world to a state where justice, where righteousness, where morality comes from Yerushalayim, and then we can reach peace. And the core issue that's going to be described in the next set, the next part of the perek, is really this understanding that the Jewish people at the time, and we could say of that time, we could say of every time since, were people who really believed that the way to achieve dignity, the way to achieve meaning, was to align themselves with the other nations. And what allows them to become so intermingled and to lose Hashem is because they don't feel that pride of what it means to be a Jew. They don't feel like they're walking Be'or Hashem. As Pasuk Vav tells us, Ki nitashta amcha beis Yaakov, Hashem, you have justifiably abandoned the Jewish people. You've left them. Why? Because they have left you. Ki mal'u mikedem, because their lives are filled with idol worship, which they got from the Kedem, from the east. And va'oninim kaplishtim, and they are serving witchcraft like the plishtim. Ubayalde nachrim yaspiku, which the way that the Rashi reads this is that they're actually having children. Yalde nachrim yaspiku, they're being satiated by, they're committing adultery and they're intermarrying and they're having children from non-Jews. Whereas the Ibn Ezra says the yalde nachrim are not the children of non-Jews, but rather they are the offsprings of non-Jews, meaning the non-Jewish ideologies are be satisfying them. They are satisfying themselves with secular knowledge, right? And as a result, they have left Hashem. So Hashem, of course you have left them. And the way that Barbanel reads the next couple of psukim is as follows. He's saying, why have they left you? Because they want to be like the other nations. Mm-hmm. They have amassed wealth and silver, and there's no end to their treasures. And their land is filled with horses, and there's no end to their chariots. And the one way of reading this, the Malbim will say, is, and therefore, therefore they're worshipping gods, and their lands are filled with idol worship. However, the Abarbanel says, no, these are the two things that happen when we don't stand up and we feel proud of our own Judaism, when we feel ashamed of what it is to be a Jew, then we're going to pursue wealth, pursue material means to gain kavod, to try figure out and try be like them. And we will continue to worship their idols. From Pasuk Tes till the end of the Perek is going to present us with the challenge of the people at the time, which is a confusion between who is important or what is important and who is lowly or what is lowly. And Pasuk Tes tells us, Vayishach Adam, Vayishpal Ish. The man, Adam, is a lowly form or a less important person, and Ish is a more important person, but both of them are lowly. Alone, va'al tisalahem, and don't lift them up. So there's a couple of ways of reading this. The way that the Ibn Ezra reads it is it's a description of the people. Everybody holds themselves to such a low regard that no one is lifting himself up. Whereas Rashi says, va'al tisalahem is actually a turning to Hashem, saying people are so low, the Jewish people are so lowly, va'al tisalahem, you will not forgive them. Nasa doesn't mean to lift, it also means to forgive. You will not forgive him. The Malbim takes it one step further and reads it, va'al tisalahem is a command to Hashem. Hashem, do not forgive them for what they're doing. The way that Barbanel reads it in the line with the entire perek is that these people, va'al tisalahem, to them is the non-Jews. And what it's saying is, you Jews feel yourself so lowly and you think that the goal of all of existence is to be like the non-Jewish people. Va'al tisalahem, don't lift them up so much. Don't make them so important in your own eyes. Don't you see that what you have is incredible? What you have is a powerful and beautiful thing to be a Jew. Stop feeling so insecure about your own Judaism. Because at the end of the day, if you think that who they are is up and who you is down, then what's going to happen is at the end of days, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Eineg Va'ot Adam Shafel, the eyes of the mighty will be lowed. V'shach Rom Anashim, and man's arrogance will be humbled. V'nisgav Hashem Levado Bayomahu, and God will be the only lofty thing on that day. That day, at the end of days, you will have the clarity to know that it's not them who's all important, it's only Hashem. Ki yom laHashem tzvakot, the day will come, God's day. Al kol ga'av ram, to all those who are lofty. V'al kol nisa, and all those who you lift up and think are so important. V'shafel, and they will be made lowly. And the psukim go to describe all the mountains which will be pushed down, and all the migdal and all the towers that will be forced to become lowly, because you have distorted the concept of importance, and you've made important that which is lowly, and you have made lowly the most important thing of all, which is Hashem and yourselves. And again, Pasuk Zayin repeats that rhetoric. V'shach gva'ot adam v'shafel ram anashim. There's going to be a recalibration of what is and isn't important. And the arrogant will be lofty again, will be lowly again. V'niskav Hashem levado b'yom ha'shuhu. And only Hashem will be mighty. Maybe, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you are confused about Hashem's greatness and about the greatness of what it is to be a Jew, the only way to bring about that rectification is to destroy the migdalot, to destroy the mountains, to destroy the lofty things, to bring things crashing down. And only then can we get to this place where Bayomahu, at the end of days, we can turn around and see that Hashem is great. And that's really the story, not just of Sefer Yeshayahu, but of all of Judaism, that side by side with the destruction is the rebuilding, side by side with the tochacha, the rebuke, is the nechama, the hope. Because the journey of the Jew is one of destroying in order to rebuild, trying to bring the world to a better place. And that's why the Perek ends for us in Pasuk Chaf Beis, Chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama ba'apo, ki b'met nichshavu. Chidlu means to remove or to take away. And here, the way that Rashi reads it is, Chidlu lachem min ha'adam, stop looking up to man. Take away your starry-eyed perception of human beings, asher neshama ba'apo, because at the end of the day, they're only human. They have breath. They are not God. Ki ma nichshavu, how important are they? Stop looking behind your shoulder and feeling insecure about who you are or what you represent, because you are a member of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. And at the end of the day, niskav Hashem levado, it's only that Hashem that we're trying to serve. And so this perek really presents for us, again, beginning with that vision of who we could be, and an understanding of feeling that confidence to walk b'or Hashem, to know that we have the light of Hashem guiding us. And only when we can do that, then ki mitzion tetze Torah, Torah will come from Zion. And that Torah, the Torah of the Geula, the Torah of redemption, is the thing that we're hoping for, that we're hoping that we can get to the point that we can rebuild today so that the world can reach a state of lo yilmadu od milchama. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shelano U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.